Become what I became with this level of fame. My soul is possessed by this devil. My new name is Rain Man. All right. This is episode 27 of the Rain Man podcast. Hello, everyone. How are you? How are you doing? Fuck it. Let's get right into this. Oh, no. A couple of things. Feeling pretty good about myself. Feeling better from last week. Just trying to, you know, do things, get my mind off of stuff. One thing in particular, trying to help my little sister out with, her math. She, is having trouble with math and whatnot. So, I was trying to think what could help her. Just something. She just needs to do math every day. And, I figure the best thing to do is, teach her how to play a certain video game. If you play video games or you're familiar with video games, role-playing games, RPGs, those games are basically like number-based, you know. It's real flashy and stuff on screen, but behind the scenes, it's all numbers, you know. You hit an opponent, you know, you take away 8, and then, you know, it's all math. So I figured, fuck it, that's perfect. I got the PlayStation 2 out. I dusted it off. I got Final Fantasy 7, so... I've just been teaching her how to play that. This is her first RPG. She's getting into video games. She plays others here and there, you know, Dance Revolution. And I got the Wii U, you know, if I, you know, bring it over, she'll play that. But it's helping. I can already tell. She's understanding the rules of the games, all the mechanics and whatnot. So it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. To see this, you know, this game I used to play when I was 15, and now she's learning how to play it, so, feeling pretty good of myself, you know, like a pat on the bat, but, real quickly, this is funny, as I'm sitting down, I'm sitting on the floor, because my back is just hurting, so, like, I'm sitting down, I'm stretching, as I'm walking her through how to play the game, and, as I'm talking to her, I just hear like this whipping sound, like just one single just whoosh, and it's something just smacks me across the face, like with all their might. Something just, I just felt like, it felt like a wire, like someone grabbed like a fucking, just anything, like someone, I felt like I got hit by a fucking extension cord right across my face, like across my eyes, like somebody was trying to blindfold me with an extension cord and just swung and just smacked me, and my fucking eyes are burning and I'm grabbing my fucking face like, what the fuck was that? Who the fuck was that? And I turn around and it's my 1-year-old sister. And she's just standing there. She has in her hands a pair of her jeans. This little motherfucker must have swung with all her might. And she got her revenge. Because as you know, I've said it on this podcast too. Like, you know, I'm tough on her. I don't beat her ass with a switch. But, you know, if she touches something she's not supposed to be touching, you know. A pencil or something. You know, it's a fucking house, you know. She'll find shit. And so I'll pop her right in the fucking hand. I'm like, no, don't touch that. And I guess all those memories came out. And she seen me. And I was had my back turned. And she said, all right, I'm about to get this motherfucker right now. And she smacked the shit out of me. And my fucking eyes were burning. They were burning, I swear to God. For at least, I'm not lying, for a half hour. Right across my eyes. So as I teach one sister, you know, as I help one sister out with her, you know, in her time of need, I have another sister, you know, exacting her fucking revenge. And I'm not lying. That shit fucking hurt. I want to throw her out the goddamn window. It was so funny, man. It was just out of nowhere. So, yeah, man, I'm not going to be disciplining her anymore. Fuck it. Just let her do whatever the fuck she wants. All right. Just wanted to share that with you. Me getting abused by my sister. And speaking of getting, speaking of sisters abusing, this story I'm about to tell. I've been reading up about this Dr. Matt Taylor. He's the guy that helped. He built a space probe with a team, and he sent it out to space and all this shit. And he's gotten backlash for a fucking. It's just so stupid to even say. He's gotten backlash for a shirt that he wore during a press conference. And I was reading this story, and I'm not gonna lie. I've had Jose Cuervo with me at the time of that recording. I was pretty fucked up. It doesn't really come through during the recording. But, yeah, I was feeling pretty good. And as I was reading the story, it just pissed me off. I was like, that's a goddamn shame. The guy's a genius, but we're focusing on his t-shirt. So, that's the clip I'm gonna play right now. And, after that clip, I just go on a rant about Neil deGrasse Tyson. Like, it was just, it was really funny listening back to this shit sober. So, hopefully you're entertained by it and you enjoy. So, all right, I'm about to start it right now. All right, later. Have you heard this story about this Dr. Matt Taylor? He's a scientist. Him and his team, they built this space probe, and it flew about, about 3 billion miles in space and lands on a comet. All right, a fucking comet. I know this shit was like a week old, but I don't watch TV. Yeah, I'm on Twitter, but I mean, fuck, I'm not on it 24 hours a fucking day. And of course, with all the other bullshit and, you know, mindless whatever, it gets lost in the shuffle, you know. If it's not some celebrity news, you know, it's not a hot topic, but I don't know, this just caught my eye. I'm usually not even into, like, you know, space shit, unless it's like, you know, Star Wars or whatever, but I don't know, it was just an interesting story to me, because the dude doesn't look like a scientist when you look at him. He's got all these fucking tattoos and shit, and he got a tattoo of the fucking, the space probe that, you know, they built. He has a tattoo of that landing on the comet. And, like, he got this tattoo, like, before he even sent the shit out. Like, he already knew it. That's how much of a bad motherfucker he is. He already knew, like, it's gonna fucking land up there. Got a fucking tattoo of it. So I'm like, wow, that's fucking badass. But as I keep fucking watching this shit and reading up about it, he did this press conference. All right, just giving an update, and he's up there, he's wearing, I think he has on, like, shorts, he has this weird-ass t-shirt that looks, I don't know, it looks like something out of, like, heavy metal, that, old movie, like, that animated crazy movie, and, yeah, his fucking tattoos showing and whatnot, so, yeah, he's announcing, yeah, we fucking landed, 3 billion fucking miles, you know, they're just stressing that, and, the only thing the general public is talking about is his fucking t-shirt. Like, they're distracted by his shirt. Like, that's all they're talking about. They're not talking about the fucking accomplishment that team just accomplished. Yeah, poor shirts are worse. But you fucking get it, like. And then it got to the point where people got offended. This fucking feminist group. Is that what it is? Or who are these people that are so fucking offended by shit? You have to see the shirt for yourself. That's all I'll say. There's nothing wrong with it. It looks a little fucking weird, but honestly, I feel like, I don't know, to wear a shirt like that, you gotta be very fucking confident. And he's a confident fucking dude. I told you about the tattoo he did, and who gives a shit? The guy's a goddamn genius. He can wear whatever the fuck he wants. But it got to the point where, all right, you got to read about this shit. Check this out. It got to the point where he was getting, like, bombarded by people that were offended by this shirt. Like, they were probably calling, you know what they were fucking saying. He was probably calling him a fucking pig. You know, he's a sexist. Oh, my God. I'm sorry, I'm distracted right now. I'm looking at the shirt and I'm just saying to myself, who the fuck would be offended by that shit? God damn it. People are so fucking pussified. Is that the word? Well, that's the word now. People like that, you're just fucking pussified. Pussified. Or sissified, whatever. Hold on, I'm just taking a nice stretch. Oh, this poor fucking guy. So fucked up. You know, then they interviewed his sister, by the way. You would think his sister would defend him, right? She just throws him under the fucking bus. Hold on, where's that shit at? Let me read this to you. This is fucking pissing me off. I'm just going to stop reading about this fucking guy, this scientist. Poor bastard. Listen to this, all right? They asked the sister, you know, like, all right, what do you think about all this? You know, your brother getting all this shit for wearing that, you know, t-shirt or whatever. She goes, sorry, got to clear my throat. She said, and I quote, he gets so involved in everything that sometimes common sense goes out the window. For example, he loses his car in parking lots. You know, silly things like that. End quote. So apparently he loses his car. You know, he goes to a parking lot. He loses his car. Thanks, sis. What the fuck does that have to do with his character? Like, couldn't she have said, I don't know. Does it matter what he's wearing? Like, my brother's a fucking genius. Like, couldn't she have said that? Like, I would think, like, I have three sisters. I would think, like, the oldest would say that. Like, why are you talking about my brother's t-shirt? Like, he sent a fucking probe into space. You know? I have three sisters. The oldest would, I would hope she would have my back like that. I would hope my second sister, you know, the one in the middle, the seven-year-old, she would have my back. Defend her brother. The third sister, the 1-year-old, I really don't give a shit what she thinks. Oh my god, she fucking slapped the shit out of me earlier today. I'm still fucking steaming about that. That's another story. That's why I've been drinking, because, you know, trying to numb the pain. My fucking eyeballs are fucking burning. She slapped me in my fucking eyes. That's the best way I could describe it. God damn it. Where the fuck was I? What was I talking about? Oh yeah, the fucking piece of shit sister that didn't defend her brilliant scientist brother. Oh my god. Oh, but then guess what else? The fucking, they interviewed the wife. The wife, the woman that, you know, till death do they part. Clearly, the wife is going to defend her husband, right? She's going to defend him. Nope. This is what she said. It's so fucked up. The wife admitted that, yes, the scientist is terrible at following directions. He loses track of where he parks his car on many occasions. That's the lovely wife. Oh, God. I don't know. Am I overreacting? The fucking sister, the jealous sibling. That's that right there. That's clearly jealousy right there. You know? I bet in the science fair, you know, nobody gave a shit about her, you know, the volcano she built. I bet he built like a fucking jetpack and, you know, shit like that. So she's been jealous of her brother, you know, for years. So that's what that is. The wife, I don't know what that is. She's just fucking hating. Damn, really? You had to throw him under the bus too? He loses where he parks his car. Who gives a shit? God damn it. Defend the poor bastard. And then you know what happened? They get him on this show, right? Like, I guess like a week later, they get him on this show to give an update on the mission. And the poor fucking guy, he starts crying. Crying. Because he feels so bad of the people that he, the people that were offended by the shirt he wore. I don't, as you're listening to this, please go to the description, go on your phone, go to the podcast, look at the description, get the link to, I'm going to have it up there, this guy's shirt. It's not a big deal. The fucking guy starts crying. God damn it. Poor scientist. He should divorce his wife. What's his name? Matt Taylor is his name. If I forgot to mention that. Yeah. Google him and support that poor fucking guy, man. Jeez, he needs it. You know? Not that many scientists out there that are in the public eye that are, you know, I don't know, popular, I guess. Not that many cool scientists. So, yeah. Support this guy. I think he's on Twitter, maybe. I don't know. I should check that out. All right. I think I'm done. You know what scientist I can't stand? That fucking Neil deGrasse Tyson. I just can't fucking stand that guy. You know what it is about him? Like, we know you're smart, all right? You're like a fucking, what is it, astrophysicist? Like, we get it. We know you're smart. But the fact that he takes his time to make videos like debunking science fiction movies is just fuck off, all right? We don't need you to break down why a lightsaber is bullshit. We know. It's entertainment. God damn. You're smart. All right. Fuck off. God damn it. You know what I really hate about him? I appreciate what he's done, but it's also annoying. Like, he's a really smart dude, and he talks about the universe and all this shit. And he breaks it down in such a simple way that, you know, people like us, you know, regular folks, we could understand what the fuck he's talking about. But it's so easy to, you know, he breaks it down so well that, you know, it's so easy to regurgitate the bullshit that he says. So, you know, you can have idiots, you know, quoting a fucking genius, and then they think they're fucking smart when they're really fucking morons. Okay, you want to know the real reason why I can't stand that fucking Neil Tyson guy? He ruined fucking Instagram, all right? Instagram used to be filled with these really smoking hot Instagram models. That's what they're called. I mean, come on, let's be real. None of them are models, but they're just attractive and they just take selfies all day. And it's eye candy, all right? You know? Us guys, we like to look at that shit. But it's lowered drastically. All the hot chicks on Instagram. They're no longer there. They're still there, but they no longer take pictures of themselves. Why? Because they're too busy listening to fucking guys like him, and now they just want to post pictures of fucking stars and the goddamn universe and quotes from Neil deGrasse Tyson and all this bullshit. So that's why I can't stand the fucking guy, all right? You fucked up Instagram. And that's all I gotta say, all right? That's my conspiracy theory. Neil deGrasse Tyson fucked Instagram. Thanks a lot, asshole. All right, that's the episode for today. Yeah, I warned you. I was heavily medicated during that recording. So hope you enjoyed. Twitter. Follow me on Twitter at Let's Go 55, or just search the Rain Man Podcast. I didn't have any questions this week, so if you got a question, the Rain Man Podcast at yahoo.com. Send me an email or just send me a tweet, Tweety. All right. iTunes, Stitcher, subscribe, and thank you for listening. Thank you for the support. Thank you all. Love ya. Bye.
Bye.
Yo, Ray, that's you, baby? Damn, man. I heard all these things about you, man. Boy, I heard you been doing your thing, man. Wait, let me tap them pockets, man. Them pockets fat. You know I'm gonna get mine. Yo, Ray, baby, check this out. Yo, we done went through so many trials and tribulations, man. It's a shame, man. But you know I told you who the devil is, man. Always watch them people who lie to you. When people try to cheat you, man, at your money. I told you, you ain't let me teach you at your money. Shit, man, what? And you gonna let another nigga teach you out your money, boy? You crazy? All right, watch the tricks, baby. Because the trick is a lie. And a lie is a thief. Trust me, baby. You know what I'm saying? Now give me a couple hundred, man. So I go do my thing, man. I'm going on the road when you get it, Yo, I already had the vision. Yo, Ray, I had a vision. I seen you, man, at Madison Square Garden. And I just came through and you said, yo. And it was real, son. You took the world by storm. They didn't understand it because they didn't see that far. They couldn't see the forest from the tree. But Ray, I'm going to tell you, it's your time, man. Go get that paper, man. You understand? Get that paper, man, because it belongs to you, man. Laws of God. Trust, keep a law in your heart, brother, and you won't fail. Trust me. Always remember, how far did Dow travel? Dow travel as far as the dimension he could see. What you see? That's all I can say, baby. Watch the liar. Watch the cheat. And watch the thief.